this club's about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
Can you believe it?
Almost lost the cup and you win it. The new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Football, bloody hell. But they never give in. That's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we are bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Woo, sir. How you doing? How you doing? Oof, snap back to reality. Manchester United won. Southampton won on the South Coast. Devoid of ideas. Not enough substitutions. Fred, what are you doing? But either way, United dropped points to lowly opposition. Not good enough. Sir, if you can't win games like that. Title? Talking about titles? I don't think so.
Sir, I overreaction Sunday here from the American Red Devils. From Manchester United fans in general, it is a long season, 36 more games to play. Look, this one was rough. It was rumbling, tumbling, stumbling in the midfield. Matic and Fred look like they haven't played a pass for about like a solid summer. Absolutely dying. I know Fred did look better for Brazil. Coming back with that, tough times at Manchester United in the midfield. We have been calling out for the CDM. We really need a world-class CDM at Manchester United. You look at how we won in the past, sir. Paul Scholes scores goals, sir. That's how it goes. Michael Carrick, he's magic in the midfield. These are the type of players we need at United. Roy Keane, mean mugging, putting in a hard challenge, getting a grip of the game. And I felt like as Ole is trying to play this style against Southampton, get everyone forward, Paul Pogba forward, Bruno forward, a lot of freedom in attack. And there's a lot of pressure on Matic and Fred to thread the needle between the low block of Southampton, you know?
Use the players you got. Here's the thing. Is like when plan A doesn't work, sometimes you have to switch it up. There are moments at this time where United looked very strong, had some good chances. Maguire hit the bar, few goal line clearances. But then on the backside in the second half, you know, we almost got caught out. We almost conceded and gave up a 2-1 deficit, but wasn't good enough. And also the subs, you got to make the subs. Fred's not working out. Everybody knew that. You know, Fred probably knew it by halftime.
No, Fred
Fergie,
did not know it.
Fergie would be pulling them. And then if you're not going to do it like the same kind of time when you're doing with Martial, like 55th minute. Put in a Donny Van de Beek. Someone's going to add a little creativity, right? You have Matic there playing CDM, you know, use the team to your advantage. Use the subs. Jesse Lingard coming in. Didn't call that one.
No, totally. And look, I think everyone deserves some criticism, but we also have to remember, like, the first four games of the season are essentially like a write-off. Obviously, Southampton away, you think that is 3 points in the bag that you should be bringing it home easily. But there's a reason I predicted the 1-1 draw, so you never know what can happen away. Team comes off the high of Leeds, big match at home, and then you go away. Terrible opponent. We've seen this movie before. Stumbling. The team stumbling. Ole stumbling, you know, and you got to give them the chance to bounce back, sir. You don't lose the title on the second game week here, but, you know, you can set the tone, and I don't think we set the tone. And the tone right now is, hey, remember those errors at Villarreal from our manager? Remember the errors of just not being able to show up? Poor opposition away, bad draws costing us a title race, sir. I mean, that's why everyone, I think, is really upset. I think this hits kind of a nerve. We've seen this movie before, and it's just tough to watch, tough football to watch, sir.
Well, you know where our deficits are. You know what, you know, where the team is kind of let up when they don't always show up and provide that intensity and play fast enough. But you've also seen it from the manager, you know, like the glaring omissions and mistakes that he made against Villarreal. He made them again today, you know, not making changes quickly enough, not willing to kind of change things up, flip the script, go to plan B, go to plan C, hook a player early, even if you know it'll ding their confidence. But you know what? Sometimes the team needs it just to kind of wake them up and get into things. But I've been through this before, seen these games before, seen these 1-1s before. It just, it didn't feel new. It felt like, ah, this shit again. I thought we were past this.
It was just the first half. I mean, Sir Alex said it best, you know.
Some of the passing is fucking scratchy.
And it's like at United, it can't be. You know, maybe you can say preseason, a little rust there. I'll give them to them. I'll try to get the excuse factory, chugga, working overtime, doing everything we can just to get to the next match, sir. That's what it's really about at this point. You, you, you can't say too many nice things about the performance today. The best thing you could say is De Gea, what a game from him. You got to give him some plaudits. Big save, saves the draw. I don't think that's going to get talked about enough. I think everyone's going to be screaming at Fred. Haven't checked Twitter, but I imagine they're coming at him. But De Gea stepped up, sir. A lot of shade's been thrown De Gea's way, but he had a solid game today.
Where's that sound bite? It's absolutely true.
David De Gea has saved us.
Vintage De Gea performance. So there's something to be said about it. He's coming back into form. He's looking his best self. Unfortunately, usually it means United's playing out of sorts when you have to really call on De Gea. Because that's the best De Gea. That's just like caught out one-on-one, making double saves against Alexis Sanchez. Hey, it's early days. We got a lot of players coming back into the fold. My major concern was, like, it's got to be with the manager. You know, I'm rooting for Ole 100%. We played Ole at the wheel. Definitely played it too early last week. I knew it. But you know what? He needs to see that, like, certain things, you got to change up. You got to be willing to mix it up with that midfield. Rely on those players that you have in your squad that you know have quality. Donny Van de Beek has quality. Even Juan Mata, aging player, but still has quality that he could offer for a team like that, Southampton, who just wanted to clog it up in the middle of the park, make it difficult to pass between the lines. And we should have expected it because that's how they always play.
Totally, sir. You hit the nail on the head. It's just like you got quality on the bench. You got, and I don't think that quality is Jesse Lingard 7 days after he had COVID for like the third time or whatever Jesse's been struggling with over the past year or so. But again, United, we got to see better from them, sir. And it's just a tough day as United fan. But quick PSA for the podcast, sir. If you like the American Red Devils, we are for fans by fans. And we do it live. That's why you just heard the intro again on this podcast. That is why me and Alex are the only two in the bunker. There's no producers, no sponsors, no nothing. Just you and me hitting the wrong buttons on the soundboard. If you'd like to support this small time operation, you can support us on Patreon. Visit our Patreon page, patreon.com/AmericanRedDevils. We do an exclusive behind the scenes podcast every month there that's exclusive to our Patreon subscribers. You get a private Discord channel access as well as scarves, stickers, pins, you name it. You go there, you can support us. It helps us a lot keeping the lights on here, getting some instructions on how to figure out the soundboard, sir. You can also check out our website, www.americanreddevils.com. We just revamped our song section. Check it out. If we missed a song, a Manchester United song, put on that list. We're tweeting it out during the game. When the fans are away and we hear a song, we'll be tweeting out the different pages there where we have the songs listed. We have great merchandise. We have new American Red Devils t-shirts in stock, new American Red Devils scarves 2021-22, sir. The great Sir Matt Busby, his quote, "Football is nothing without fans." I think it's extraordinarily relevant this season since fans are back and they were buzzing away at St. Mary's Stadium.
They certainly were, and there should have been more to buzz about. You know, when the Greenwood got us back into that game, they were on full voice. But another way to make your full voice heard as an American Red Devil fan is write a review on iTunes. We are on the upper over 400 and counting, but you can keep us climbing, sir. We've got a great one coming in from E2408. 5 stars, a great podcast for the greatest team ever. Glory, glory, Man United. The American Reds go marching on. They are so informative and fun to listen to. Just found you guys 2 weeks ago and loving it so far. Can't wait to watch this season unfold and listen to you guys recap about it. I have a feeling this season is going to be a fun one. Keep up the great work. Eric E. from Santa Clarita, California. Appreciate you. Appreciate all the American Devils writing reviews. Goes a long way to help us get found organically, and we're doing free giveaways now, all kinds of fun stuff, whatever basically I choose when I get your review and go through it. But send a 5-star review to AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com with your mailing address, and I will get you some swag, like I said, straight to your door, ASAP Rocky, like I like to say. So what else we got?
Sir, and a big shout-out to Owen Brand, our new Patreon subscriber. You are the real MVP. Thank you so much for signing up for Patreon. Our goal is 100 Patreon subscribers. I think we're in the high 50s. If you're thinking about it, please check out our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/AmericanRedDevil. Sir, let's jump into it. Southampton 1, Manchester United 1. One of the predictions I get right, I rarely get it right, but this one I'm not happy about. Sir, it was at the St. Mary's Stadium on the South Coast. That lineup, Dave Saves, the world number one in net. He would earn that nickname back again. The impossible meat pie, Luke Shaw on the left, Maguire, Lindelof, Wan-Bissaka, that back four, the Fred Matic midfield. We thought it'd be
Somebody else.
We thought McTominay would be in there. Pogba, Fernandez in the hole, Greenwood on the right, and Tony Marshall came from France up top. Can he do it? Can he kick on to be the number nine for Manchester United? I was optimistic about this lineup. You know what I always say, that side's good enough to beat Southampton away, and it sure is, sir. What'd you make of this one?
Sure should have been. I would have liked to see one of the new big boys, either Varane or Sancho, get their debut, I mean, full-time debut. I thought Sancho would be the one to do it, given that he's a little bit, you know, further along. Unfortunate not to see that. Midfield, too, I was like, okay, you know, Matic playing the holding role, Fred more of a box-to-box. I kind of foresaw, even early in the morning, 5:45, that this could be an issue, Fred passing between the lines, because I know how Southampton like to play. Big high-press team, shock bodies in the box, you know, force them out wide, and we didn't have much solution to it. And Martial, chance for redemption, but where are you at? He didn't... whole lot of nothing, unfortunately, in that first half.
Yeah, the only question mark I had was the midfield, and clearly I think when you're playing Modric, Ole is looking for Modric to kind of split the center backs during build-up play, getting Shaw, Wan-Bissaka up, and then Fred would be sort of the man to really link the attack. I mean, he would have lots of options looking at the wings, looking at Fernandez, Greenwood, Pogba. You think it'd be simple to do. I get that on paper it is, but then you totally forget that Fred can't pass. The issue with Fred is he looks like the guy. He has the work rate like the guy. He has the fitness like the guy. He has the attitude like the guy. His energy level, everything about him is great. Sir, he can't pass. I mean, that's really, he can't shoot either. Can't pass, can't shoot. Now, I mean, if you're going to play for Manchester United in the midfield, you got to pass and you got to be able to shoot sometimes.
And we're going to just finish this Fred rake, but we have to. It's like he gets caught out, and his positioning, he like bites on tackles and then completely whiffs. Happened a couple times in this game.
Sir, it's the passing that today.
I know, like, but it's also that. He's supposed to be like someone who's box-to-box, can pass, and can make those tackles and break a play, and he got caught out a bunch of times. Sir, play it. I need the bus.
Some of the passing is fucking scratchy.
Sir, we haven't even gotten into the match yet. You can't say anything yet.
Well, everyone's seen this game.
Okay, sir, we haven't even gotten into the match. This is going to be a spicy podcast.
Obviously.
Get your Pepto-Bismol out. Sir, substitutes Heaton, Dalot, James, Varane, Mata, Van de Beek, Lingard, Sancho, McTominay. We get some big-time subs. I like McSauce. I like Sancho, Varane, Mata, Van de Beek, sir.
Play them.
Those are players. I mean, Lingard on that list. I just mentioned that. I'm excited about. Jumping into the match, sir, let's go through it.
Let's go through it. Saints came out better side, at least for the first 5 minutes. De Gea in the first minute forced into a good save after Fred gives the ball away early from a cheap free kick. Ward-Prowse, their danger man from the set pieces, forcing the Spaniard into a very solid save early. So that was kind of setting the tone from the jump.
Totally. You know, first minute sloppy stuff. But, you know, you gotta let the team make mistakes in the first minute. You know, you can't be like reaming them just yet. 6 minute, McGuire hits the bar. Ball ping pongs around the box. Martial attempt is cleared off the line. How did this not go in? I thought we were going to score a goal. So, obviously, you have a little slop shop. First minute, come back. Great chance. United should be up. This one, seen the movie before. Great chances really can't convert. And, you know.
Yeah, it's all about taking your chances. And this is one of those early good ones. McGuire in good form. We looked dangerous from set pieces. That's got to be one of the takeaways as well. Obviously, we didn't score off of set piece, but we did look promising from those advantages, probably because of our new set piece coach. Sorry, he's making his impact known. 13th minute, speaking of set pieces, Pogba heads over a good chance as well. United doing some threatening stuff, but not consistently enough and not bombarding one after another.
Sir, I really thought we had some great chances. We should have been up at least one. And then you know what? 30th minute.
It's come to Adams. Chance to shoot and score! Shea Adams! Just shy of half an hour gone. And Southampton take the lead. With the support of this...
I wouldn't even let him on the bus after the match. Get a taxi back to Manchester.
Sir, Fred with the own goal. Ole looking like Ole Mr. Sad Guy on the bench after this one. Like a shit first 30 minutes. Some good chances all over the place, really. Didn't have control of the game. Even against Leeds, we looked like we were in much more control. First 30 minutes, slop shop city away. I think you can make a sub in the first half here, being like, we're not in control of this game. Ward-Prowse and Romeo looked like they were owning the middle of the park. You lose the midfield battle. something like this could happen. We go down a goal. How are you feeling?
Well, I mean, we'll get into the rest of the first half. I'm never the kind of guy you're going to make a sub in the first half. You make it at halftime.
This goal goes in. How are you feeling?
This goal goes in. I'm not feeling good because it's the foul on Bruno Fernandes not called. It's borderline. Maybe it's the new normal that they want to implement, but you know that wasn't consistent.
So that was a foul.
That wasn't consistent.
That was a foul.
That was a foul.
And only in sex masochism, then it is allowed.
That was a foul, and they had a similar instance the other way where we even less of a foul that they called on us. So it's just like the consistency once again quickly going out the window with the Premier League officiating. Not top draw, not what you saw at the Euros. But either way, this is a bad goal to give up. No one closes them down. Unlucky deflection off of Fred. But hey, this seems like a goal that we've conceded multiple times before.
So remember Ayling, we didn't close him down. This one didn't close him down. And a few other opportunities for Southampton, we weren't closing them down. That extra, you know, Roy Keane talks about all the time. Just like that effort to close people down, not letting them get these like lazy shot turnover opportunities. And look, bad deflection. You go down a goal. This is Southampton. You should be able to score three, sir, at least. 40th minute, Maguire with a last-minute challenge. 44th minute, Matic gets his head on the ball from a corner. Decent chance. Great chance. Got some good power on that header. Again, just not our day, sir. I mean, three great chances to us in the first half. Southampton get that kind of slop shop goal. You can cry about the ref all day long, but you're going to have to live with that. I do appreciate, as a fan, they're trying to make the EPL more physical. You know, I think Liverpool's of the world, Salah's of the world.
We love that.
You know, they're trying to turn. It's been turning into La Liga lately.
No, it has.
I actually appreciate they're letting them play. So if they're gonna have trouble finding that line, I get it. We got screwed by it today. It is what it is, sir. But the only thing we need to do is look in the mirror with this game. I'm not gonna blame the ref here on this 30th minute goal that we lost the game. We should have been able to score four.
No. I think we didn't play up to our potential, up to the level needed to beat a scrappy, hardworking Southampton side. We played this team before. We've fallen into these traps before. The ref, I'm just saying, I want consistency. But of course, like you said, it might take a little while to find that. I do want them to be playing. Got to give a shout out to Klopp complaining that he's not getting enough calls with his baby bitch team.
I like that. That's a good look, sir. That's a good look. But hey, look, first half in the books, down one. How you feeling? What do you think needs to... if you're Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, you're the manager of Manchester United, Alex in the suit. I don't know what you'd wear if you'd be like... if you were manager of Manchester United, what would be your outfit? You'd be a suit guy? I think you're more warm-up.
I'm a suit guy. I'm sweating in the suit.
You'd be full kit wanker on the sideline. You'd be in cleats, bro. You'd be like, socks and cleats.
Sweating in the suit. You know, I hope Ole, you see what's wrong in the first half. It's pretty obvious. I know all this like armchair pundits and managers sitting at home watching it, but... Dude, same shit, different day. Like, you know that Fred in this setup is not working out right. If you're going to keep Matic in, you got to bring someone in who's more creative, better passer, Adani Van de Beek, Mata. It's like it was crying out for in the first half. And also, Martial looked terrible. I mean, but hey, he's coming back up to fitness.
So he didn't get service.
No, he didn't get service. And he kept on beat to the ball. They were passing the ball to him, and he wasn't the first man. So he looked a little like slow off the jump. Maybe it's because he's coming up to fitness. I get it. He has more of an excuse. Fred, you know what you're going to get from Fred. It's like he wasn't confident, couldn't make those passes.
Okay, so what's your changes?
Changes is you pull Fred, you pull Martial. You put Sancho on, you put Donny van de Beek or Mata on, and that's what I would have done. Go for the game. Go for the win.
So, yeah, I think if Donny van de Beek is going to be a Manchester United player in the future, he comes on right. 52nd. You give, okay, hey, I get it. You don't want to pull Fred at halftime. Southampton making the change at halftime. I think that meant the attacking intent from United had to increase. I think Ole needed to change it. You're right. Donny van de Beek, Fred, like for like, see what he can do. See if he can break down or break the lines of Southampton because Fred was struggling that. But well, we came out. We knew it. I tweeted it. He's not making the change. He did not. And sir, you know what? We're moaning. 10 minutes in. You really can't complain because United would pull one back. Let's go.
This couldn't quite... Deploying with the return ball, but Greenwood, man, 1-1.
Hit the target, you give yourself every chance. Who so often hits the target, makes the goalkeeper work. Absolutely superb link between Paul Pogba and Bruno.
Terms, is it going to be another matches now?
I mean, amazing assist from Paul Pogba there. Paul Pogba in the box, scrappy. He was creating a lot of chances, I think. Paul Pogba playing up front on the left wing, it's tough because you don't get that creativity deep out of midfield, but he's so good in the box. You got to play him there, sir. I great assist from him, and then great finish from Greenwood. He just does the business. Lethal finisher.
And he had a great chance right after this. 59th minute, he went close on where he just like scoot and scored through four players there on the Southampton side. I agree, pushing forward, but he didn't have enough of that because the connective tissue in the midfield wasn't making it happen. It was a lot of sideways passing around our defense. Midfield was set up to fail today, ultimately.
Totally. 58th minute sub Sancho for Martial. I thought after the goal, the away support started singing United Calypso, sir. We were vibing. They were singing Always at the Wheel. I mean, just you love to hear that. It's been so long, sir. I get chills singing those songs on the couch early in the morning, drinking some coffee.
Best way to start the day. All you need is I wanted full comeback city. Where's
I thought Cavani it was at? Happening. I thought it was going to happen. And we had 10 good minutes. 64th minute, another great chance. Header for Greenwood. 65th minute. McCarthy denies another close-range Bruno header, sir. Again, I thought this like 10 minutes after the goal, Sancho comes on, the attack looking sharper. But you knew the fundamentals of the midfield were going to catch up to us. And then, boom, 74th minute. Big save from David De Gea. Maguire, poor turnover. Southampton, Armstrong, one-on-one with De Gea. Big save from David De Gea.
Getting called into it like vintage stuff. David De Gea looking like his old self. And United in defense looking like our old self. Just like, you got to be better from Harry. You got to, come on, man. He's hard as nails. You got to act like it. Not give away that. We've given away those kind of soft fouls that we thought were a foul. And then all of a sudden they score. And it had an error that wide open. To be fair, like, the player should be scoring. But De Gea with a great save.
Totally. 75th minute, Southampton back into it again. Another close effort. Almost bundled it at far post. United kind of, sir, just like swinging. 76th minute, McTominay for Fred. Finally, again, you need a goal. You bring on McTominay. What does Donny have to do to get on? And then 86th minute, this is, says it all for me. This is the worst one. Lingard for Modric, right? He decided to bring Paul Pogba into the midfield too and then put Jesse on the left. Jesse Lingard literally had COVID 7 days ago. Paul Pogba has been looking lights out in the box, up the pitch. You need him. He's the guy that can create some magic, score a goal. You saw it today. He looked great where he was playing, and Ole moves him out of position. He moves him out of position for who? It's Lingard. That makes no sense, sir. That this to me is
not to.
sorry, to I cut you off.
If I speak, I am in big trouble.
No, but
you got nothing to say. I got nothing to say. It's true. It's like there's no defense for that.
No, but here's the thing. Like, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is going nowhere as the manager of Manchester United. I do not want him to go anywhere, sir. The whole Ole upgrade on Twitter. They can have their fun. The issue is, if the manager's going to make blunders, you got to call him out. And this is all we're trying to do is be like, these subs, when he made them, I argue the Sancho one was good because we got back into the game. But as soon as we faded, it's got to be DVB for Fred.
Right.
It's or you got to.
And it's like 65th
you can't
minute.
Move Pogba from that position either. No. Like, he's playing so great. You can see the opportunity he just created, I think, 10 minutes before. You can't move him out. He moves him deeper. And Lingard, who had COVID, so why isn't Varane playing if Lingard has COVID? I don't. This whole system of subs and who started it does not make sense to me. I have trouble squaring this one.
I have no defense. Like I said, this has been one of the major issues with the manager. His timing of subs and the actual subs he chose, but bringing McTominay on when he clearly needed some creativity. And McTominay is a solid player. I'm a big McSauce fan, but like he wasn't the one to bring on. Arguably, it'd be Juan Mata. And if not him, Donny Van de Beek, who's supposed to have a role at this club, doesn't seem like he does.
Or even
you
James.
You got to force these squad players or James. But you keep Pogba up front because he was looking great in the box, like you said. Had a couple good chances. Look the danger, man. Jesse Lingard is not going to do anything. This team packed in. You know, West Ham playing on the break, that's one thing. But like packed in Southampton, it's not going
to
do it.
And to be fair, you know, you bring Van de Beek on, we might not win the game. He might play horribly. You don't know. It's not like we're going to say he's going to solve all of our problems, but he does play that role. He is a more creative box-to-box midfielder than Fred, and he's next man up. And if Fred's not doing the job, I think you go next man up. That's the plan B. And then you look at kind of how Ole sorted it, and he deserves some criticism. But look, Ole's been learning on the job, and I think he tried some things today. I think he's worried about fitness for Sancho and Varane. He's probably listening to the scientists, sports scientist guys. This is the second game. We all got to calm down. It didn't look pretty. Ole didn't have the right plan B, and we struggled today. That's just the way it is. But I think when you're going to see Varane in there, you're going to see a little better Fred. I think when you see Sancho starting, you're going to see some better balance in attack. He already looked amazing. So let's just wait until the full 11 gets fit, and then you can really criticize him. This is you kind of got to give him a pass here. We can say it, but you got to give him a pass. The whole team, you got to say game two. Tough game, but game two.
No, that's the right perspective. But it's also like where we're going to get backup is not actually where we need it most. And it's like we need it most in the middle of the park. We need reinforcements there because we're going to get better players coming into defense with Varane. We're going to have a lot of attacking players come back into the fold with Marcus, who's probably going to be ahead of schedule. We have Cavani coming back into it. Jaden didn't even start. But the middle of the park, like you tried everything except for Donny Van Beek, you tried Matic, McTominay, Fred. No one could really do the job. I think that's the area that, like, I know the Glazers don't really care. Top four is enough for them. But you got to go one move further. You made huge investments up front with Jadon Sancho, with Varane in the back of the park. You got to add one last piece. Last piece is like a CDM proper that can grow into the side. Ruben Neves, where are you at?
So you need Ruben Neves. You need Declan Rice. Camavinga is probably too young to do it. Either way, you need somebody in the middle of the park, and that's why the American Red Devils have been calling for the CDM, the midfielder we're dying for, and that's why you look at the signings we do. They were great, but they're last year signings, sir. I would argue the center back goes back a little farther than that. We won the center back last season. We didn't get it. Needed the right winger before. We signed Ahmad and Facundo. I thought we got the right wing support, so then we get Sancho. At some point, we need a midfielder. And the only reason we do is because Fred hasn't come off, and he's a big money signing. You look how much money he costs. He should be the guy. But when you sign a guy like Fred, he's not. You got to go out and splash another 50.
You do because
it sucks, but you got like you got to eat it.
Take out the chin.
You got to eat that 50.
Up again.
You got to eat that 50 mil.
You got to go back to the CDM store and plunk another 50 because you do it in installments anyway. It's like United is thinking like a cheap club, and that is what, sell to buy because you have all these players on contracts that you can't move.
And if a club does not make them move now.
They do it over 5 years anyway. They do it like 10 million a year over 5 years, 50 million. Give it to Wolves. He'd be a great player for this team. Give Ole more options. But also, Ole's got to use who you got. And right now, you got players that you should be relying on ahead of Jesse Lingard in the 86th minute.
Well, I think part of the criticism that goes kind of back on Ole is like, hey, well, you got Donny, right, last season. And if Fred's not good enough and then you just don't play Donny ever, then yeah, we don't have anyone. But like, fans are clamoring for it. And I remember we were clamoring for Donny and he played. He didn't play well. And everyone was kind of like, hey. I imagine Fred is like great in practice. That's got to be the thing that we don't see. It's like he's got to be like probably amazing in training, and on match day he kind of gets nervous probably.
I'll tell you what, he must be really good at free kicks in practice because he lines up behind every free kick. He was having like a complete disaster class of a game, and he was like arguing with Bruno about who's taking that free kick.
Sir, your man of the match.
David De Gea. Back in form. David De Gea saved us that point. You know what? Because the glass half full is we are unbeaten in a long time, which is pretty good. But the same shit. It's the same downfalls as before. Who's your man of the match?
Paul Pogba, sir. I'm going again 2 weeks in a row. I mean, he looked unbelievable. When things weren't happening, it looked like he could make him happen. I love the positioning that he's in, the spot space he's getting in the box. Looks like he's trying everything, sir. Headers, trying to go 1v1, 1v3. Paul Pogba got the assist today. You know, you talk about Paul Pogba leaving this team, sir. Don't get me started. I mean,
he looked good. He looked very good today.
Match reactions, possession, Southampton 35% of the ball to our 65%, and we couldn't get that breakthrough. Shots on target 3-3, sir. That says it all. Foul. Southampton's fouled us only slightly more, 12 to our 10. The XG, though, says a different story. 0.62 for Southampton to 2.15 for United. I think some good, solid, in-the-box header opportunities. We couldn't convert, but we had quite a few of them. Manchester United are unbeaten. Their last 27 Premier League away matches, we've won 17, drawn 10, equalizing the longest away unbeaten record in English top flight history set by Arsenal. Arsenal are nowhere close to the Invincibles. But, sir, glass half full there. I mean, away, we are looking good. We're gritty away. And even though we're complaining we did not win, we're still gritty away. We haven't lost in 27 matches away. United have not always played that well.
No, we haven't. And there's some really promising things on this side. This is not a full starting 11. Just frustrating because, you know, we know that sometimes you got to change it up a little bit, try some different options. Sorry, without words. Because I feel like I've seen that game so many times before. Just like, you know, 20 minutes
of fantastic football. I asked you about the 27 games I'm beating.
You have to look at the data.
It's a fantastic run. We've been great away on the road. I think we'll only get better now that we have the United Red Army back on the road.
Sir, it seemed to be taking this loss pretty hard.
It's not even a loss.
It feels like a loss. It's an L.
You drop points, you lose.
You know why it's a loss? Because you lost 2 points, sir.
You lost 2 points.
Two guaranteed points.
Starting the season right. And look who's going to be your challenger for the title this year. It's City. It's Liverpool. And it's Chelsea. And these teams are winning their first two games. Other than City, obviously, they got their first win yesterday. Jack Grealish, that hilarious goal. But we need to be putting a marker down. And part of that is by beating winnable opponents like Southampton, because that team was not that good. We've seen exactly how they play and line up against us. They did the same thing last year, and it was like we had no answer. We threw the same thing at them and expected a different result.
Mason Greenwood is the fourth teenager in Premier League history to score in his team's opening two games of the season. The first to do so since Alan Smith for Leeds United in August 2000, sir. We all hate Leeds scum, but Alan Smith, you know, he scored a goal against Roma. Pretty sweet. Mason Greenwood scored 19 Premier League goals. Only three players have netted more in the competition as a teenager. Michael Owen, Robbie Fowler, and Wayne Rooney. That's some esteemed company there. And Paul Pogba is the first player in Premier League history to register 5 assists after his team's first 2 games of a single season. That is absolutely insane. He should have had a goal today. And he beat 4. Paul Pogba, I mean, sir, he's a player. You love to see him playing well for Manchester United. Only versus Newcastle have Manchester United scored more own goals in the Premier League versus Southampton. Fred had that OG. It was kind of a reaction. Ole kind of commented in the press about the block, etc. But, sir, what do we know? We're just fans on the couch, whinging. Let's check in with the manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Ole, a point in the end. They made you work for it today. How did you see it?
Yeah, it's a game that they can win, we can win. I think they started with a couple of set plays early on, and then when we weathered that storm, I thought we played very good, some very good football, could have scored a few. And then when they score, we lose our heads a little bit. But then after half time, I thought, good again, until we score. And then for another 5 minutes, we're playing some decent football, and then the last 15-20, we lose our momentum, lose the shape. And we get sloppy. Maybe fitness issues, maybe other things.
Let's go back to the first goal that you conceded. Bruno looked furious with the way that the ball was taken off him. What did you think?
It seems like football's gone from one extreme to the other. That's a foul, definitely, 100%. But that's it happens in football that you don't get every decision. And we should have reacted better, of course. Might be a little bit lucky to deflect off Fred, but he shouldn't have dangled his leg. He should have blocked that shot. So we need better reactions when we don't get decisions.
For your goal, the finish one thing, but to talk about Paul Pogba and the build-up to that, he was brilliant, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was a good goal, very good goal. And for a spell there, I thought we can cut them open a little bit. We didn't have enough penetration. We lacked maybe some runs in behind and that threat in behind him, which will create space for Paul and Bruno in the middle. So we'll work on a training ground and get that sorted.
Sir, I mean, Ole, you know, shoulda, coulda, woulda, FC. What do you think?
I got nothing. Put up the fitness, could be that.
It makes me feel better listening to him, though. You know, I do agree.
It always does.
It's early, dude. It's early.
It is early.
It's early. It's just that in every United fan's mind, which we are, you know, biased United fans bringing you that view from the couch, sir. This guy lying on the couch this morning watching the game, enjoying himself a little too much.
As I should. I was lying down, sir, like this team lying down.
We beat Leeds 5-1. We think we're winning the title. And then you draw Southampton, then we're just kind of crash back to reality a little bit. So, you know, it's a snapback for United fans, but it's a long season, sir. Ole shall be judged over the long term. And you got to turn it around. A big game for Manchester United, sir, next weekend.
On to the next one. Next game is always the most important game. I believe we are headed to the Molyneux to play against Wolves. It's going to be a big one. So it's about scrapping together some fitness. I think it's about time to play those new boys. If Sancho and Varane, at least Sancho has to be starting. And I would think Varane too, because we're ready to see that new team, what it's going to look like, changing the mentality, changing the shape, the approach, some confidence. Just a winner. Winner who's won it all, and hopefully it brings that elite winning mentality to Manchester United, because we could use a little bit more injection of that.
Sir, we are away at the Molyneux Stadium next weekend. kicking off Sunday, August 29th at 8:30 a.m. Going to be a great match, sir. We will get the preview out midweek. This is just going to be a recap pod solely, and then we'll be dropping a preview podcast most likely Wednesday. Sir, we do not look at the table until Christmas. You put it here in the agenda. Nothing doing really as far as what you can take away from the table other than, you know, just Chelsea is at the top right now. They are winning, beating Arsenal 2-0, sir. Chelsea strengthened. They signed a striker who used to play for Manchester United. Seemed to have lost like 30 pounds. Are you nervous about your boy Lukaku? You're a big Lukaku guy.
I am. I'm still a fan of Lukaku. I think he's going to be a dangerous acquisition. He's the kind of player that kind of takes them to where they need to be because he offers something that they didn't have before. Werner was just such a toothless striker, and he's big. He's gotten better.
He's
gotten
so much weight.
He looks like unbelievable fitness level, and he's playing with confidence. They're going to be one of the more dangerous sides in England with, you know, just the potential they have and the confidence they have, right? Winning the Champions League, it's going to add a lot of puff to that side. And that's what we needed from the Europa League. We need a little bit of that swag, and we got none of it. We're like buying swag at the swag store. So
I don't know if you get a puff factor from the Europa League. I'm just going to tell
you. It can't hurt. I'll tell you what. You think you get a puff factor for losing to Villarreal?
I don't know what a puff factor
Unai
is.
Unai Emery, it's like, puff your chest out. Let's go.
Sir, yeah. The Champions League, if you're going to say 1 out of 10, what puff factor is a Champions League?
That's like a 9, with only the bigger one being FIFA, being the World Cup, maybe.
You treble. There's levels to puff factor. I totally agree. You know, treble. You slap them around a little bit. But yeah, you're losing your rope. There's got to be a negative.
Yeah, the anti-puff. Deflate. We got deflated.
Oh, Villarreal. Let's do it, sir. United in the news. If you are drinking a dark ale and we say Villarreal, that is the code word to finish the dark ale on the pod. So United in the news, Andres Pereira will leave Manchester United via loan spell in Brazil. Flamengo won him. Are they going to get him? They don't need to pay us nothing, pretty much. Just part of his wages, sir. We're paying him to play at Flamengo. At least this is a player leaving, but again, classic Edward Ward deal. Sold Lukaku for a loss. Can you believe it?
I can believe it. It's unbelievable. You're like, he didn't rate him. I think it's more just like someone was like, hey, we'll buy Lukaku for this money. And he just said, sold. Thinking that he would get a replacement in the form of Erling Haaland, that tells you
we're not good at
everything.
Selling. We're not good at selling players.
We're not good at much in terms of front office.
Well, think about it. He used to be a Chelsea player. Then they let him go. Came to us. Then
scored goals for us.
The real shame is whatever Mourinho had in place, the fitness staff, that he could be that big. I mean, like, I looked at him. I couldn't believe it that he lost that much weight for how big he was at United. So it's like he wasn't fit. I really didn't understand that. How could United let a player get buy him for that much money? Don't you think the club should be like, what is this fit?
I mean, he wasn't
team?
He was
Mourinho's team.
He wasn't Anderson unfit, but he was like, he didn't look like a Terminator. He looks like now. I mean,
he lost like 30. It's like, yeah, solid like 30 pounds. It'd be like, holy, you see anyone lose a lot?
He did not lose 30 pounds. He lost like 15 pounds, maybe. 20. You know what? Mourinho was kind of lackadaisical about that. There was a lot of talks about how unfit we were, especially when Ole took over the squad, and then we basically ran out of steam at the end of the season. I don't want this to be a whole Lukaku diatribe, but that is...
It's worth noting. No, because it's something worth discussing, for sure.
It speaks to how incompetent the front office is, like how poorly run Ed Woodward did in terms of like managing the squad with no DOF. Because thinking about even the Ahmad and Facundo transfer, like, it actually makes no sense now when you did buy Sancho, because arguably you should put that money into a CDM replacement, like a long-term CDM tentpole that could grow into the job. Because
I think we need to buy more than two players. First of all, I think if you look at the last two windows and who we signed and how we did it, I think the business has been building up, and I think we literally got to even for last year, and like, we need to spend some more money this year. But either way, we do get a body out. We're just not good at selling players. I don't think anyone's going to buy Pereira anyway, but good to see him. I root Pereira on. I mean, frosted tips, score some bangers in preseason. Good on you, Pereira. Have a good one. Then Jimmy Gardner, this one, we heard some rumblings. He wasn't going to sign. Signs new deal today that went live. He's going to return to Forest on loan. Love this. Jimmy Gardner should not be leaving United. So 3-year deal. Absolutely stoked about this, lasting through June 2024, sir, with an option of an extension. Jimmy Gardner, you're a fan.
I am a fan. He's like they say he's the Carrick apparent. Looks to be a tidy player, and he needs more minutes.
Need a midfielder.
What'd you say?
He got the deal because we're like, honestly, play midfield.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, maybe another attacker, not so much. Let him go, but like, we are thin in midfield, and we need academy players breaking on through. He seems to be the one that can fit the mold. Needs minutes, so this will be good for him. Did well there last year in the second half of the season. And I'm glad they re-upped him. But that was clearly like true. He pushed back on that first offer. He's like, he's a midfielder. We need him.
He scored 4 goals in 20 appearances for Forest. I mean, that's great. You love to see it from Jimmy Garner. Wishing him the best. We will keep you apprised of how he's doing with our loan watch segment, sir. That's going to be fun. Next one, a little sad news here. Manchester United legend Dennis Law was diagnosed with mixed dementia. Dennis Law scored 237 goals and 404 appearances for United. I mean, he's unbelievable, sir. Absolute United legend. It's so sad to hear about Sir Bobby. Now, Dennis Law, all these legends of the game in that era, all kind of falling to dementia in their later years. And you have to think it's due to the head collisions, heading the ball, whatever you want to say. But it's serious because the amount of players that have it is it's insane.
It's insane. You know, it's worth mentioning.
Nobby Styles as well, right?
No, exactly. I think basically everyone that's still around from those old squads. And there was a Scouser legend who the same thing happened this week. It's just like it's a reoccurring theme that these players suffer dementia in later stages of their life. Maybe it's because the game was a lot harder back in the day. Maybe because the ball, you said the leather ball, it probably like hurt a lot more to hit on your neck. Whatever it is, it's something that doesn't seem to be going away. Hopefully it's not going to be seen in the same way with these players that are playing now, you know, 30, 40 years from now, but it's certainly possible.
Well, I have to think back in the day, they didn't really diagnose concussions at all, right? And there's was probably a lot more physical head-to-head. Yeah. Again, I think where the game's probably going, sir, you fast forward 20, 30 years, you could see heading the ball getting phased out. I mean, if this is something where all the horrible collisions on the field are due to contested headers, the really bad like goalkeeper, you know, elbow into like a player's head, or all the really bad head injuries are due to contested headers, or, you know, heading the ball over long term. And it, you know, the science shows at this rate, you know, you'd think them trying to make the game safe, or maybe everyone wears a Wayne Rooney headband. I don't know. But you could see them making changes over the long term if something like this happens, because this is tragic.
No, it is tragic. Like a true legend of the game, one of the Holy Trinity, and just not alone. It's just like a whole spell of these players.
And Reece James is down in the game in the Arsenal Chelsea game due to a head injury. Like right now,
he looks
like,
banged up as well.
Like, looks really bad.
But I don't know what the game looks like without heading. I mean, like there'd be no
sir, a lot of chesting.
There'd be no corner kick. Yeah, Fellaini come back in the vote.
It'd be all Barca corners. You know, you pass it in. You know, like it's like
the back of the net.
It's like they got getting the NFL will get rid of the kickoff eventually, because that's where all my head injuries occurred in high school football. So you know they'll be saving children from that.
I wish it was just limited to special teams.
Next bit of news. Marcus Rashford returns to Carrington ahead of Manchester United return. Rashford's back at Carrington. I'm pumped, sir. We talked about the woes today. Sir, Rashford's not back. Cavani's not back. Sir, you know the fans. They're
complaining about something. That's whinging.
Sir, they're whinging. Everyone's whinging. We're whinging. We're not even back, dude. We're not even back. Come on.
I mean, there's some heavy whinging today.
So there's pot therapy. Like that. I feel great.
Yeah, but
never been a better time to draw Southampton away. You heard it right here. Sorry, I got it out. Feel great. United can win the title. Let's go. Sir, let's go. I'm already back.
The world,
let's
man. He's doing it. He's doing his thing. Man United are back.
We're back, baby.
All right.
We're back.
All right.
We need this draw to get the boardroom to sign a midfielder that will help us go on and win the title, sir. That is it. That's the take. We're winning the title.
Lukaku's still making heavy touches. That makes me feel better.
He ain't got no touch, bro. You can lose as much weight as you want. He can give you a touch. I'll tell you. He's got a club foot, bro. I've seen it.
He'll score some dunk headers, bro. He's effective. He will score goals.
He will score more than Timo Werner.
You guys coming back. I like that. That's the optimism we need. Get that out. Because I was widget early. But Ole, come on, baby. You got to see what you're making, where those mistakes are being had. It's like, it's the same thing as happened before. If you get that right, start dipping into that bench. You got a bench for a reason. Use it.
Sir, fan questions, jumping into it here at Irish in Clee. We were positive. We're going to go a little negative. Quote, this is why we won't win the league with Ole at the wheel. Starting Matic, Martial, and Fred is criminal and shows he has no clue. Dropping points against teams like Southampton will be the reason we finish third or fourth at best. I hope I'm wrong, but we have the wrong manager, sir. Reaction.
He's got more to learn. You know, he hasn't hit his top potential, and he needs to kind of fix the areas that have been talked about ad nauseum. I'm sure the fans see it. We're all rooting for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, but with this team, there's no excuses to not at least pick up some silverware this year. It doesn't have to be the title, but we should be in a race, and we got to be winning something, because as for Villarreal, making those additions that we're going to make, we have made with Varane and Sancho, minimum is a piece of silverware. Even if it's Caribou Cup, sir. Caribou Cup. We got to win something.
Absolutely. It's, you know, we got the players. Time to win, sir. You know, Fred, you got to be able to win with Fred, you know, in this team. You have enough midfielders, sir. We got to be able to do it. Next question here at MM Marin _805, quote, Martial was a waste of a man for 50 minutes. We really need a number nine aside from Cavani. Martial's work ethic is worse than a striker who plays Sunday league.
Oof, fans.
Tony Martial today. Coming in hot. Two-footed challenge from at MM Marin _805.
Ooh. He didn't look great today. I'll tell you that. He could have come off at halftime as well, but you know, hopefully chalk up the fitness. Lost.
You know, some games he just goes missing. At the midfield, it was all scrambled eggs, and, you know, he didn't get much service. Tony Martial's the guy to play who gets service. You need to give him service to score, sir. Back to goal. He's not your man.
But even, like, coming to get the ball, he looked a little he just didn't look sharp. I think he needs more minutes. Would like to see him come off the bench. I like Greenwood up front. I would rather go with Dan James again. But, like, they were hard to break down. I think it was about passing today, and we didn't have enough of those really technical passers on the pitch at the end of the day.
Totally, and I don't think Martial starts when Sancho's ready to rock, right? I don't think you're going to see. I think this. He scored against we had the friendly against Burnley. He scored. Ole probably said, hey, he's a true number nine. Give him a run. If not, I'll bring Sancho on in the second half. And we did look better when Sancho came on. Martial came off. At Rolling Deep 1995, quote, poor effort. We looked lazy and clueless at times, and it was a fall from the quality of last week. Luckily, Mason rescued us. Post the equalizer, we looked good and should have won it right away. Anyway, on to the next one. Hashtag glory, glory. Man United at IC1 on Twitter. Quote, we desperately need a young CDM. Matic and Fred were pretty bad today. Whole team was out of sync. It's hard to win a game when you're struggling that much in the midfield. At Mike United Mets, a disappointing result, but not one worth overanalyzing. The boys just need to make sure draws don't become a trend this season if we're going to contend for the title. Bigger impact when they return. Cavani or Rashford, sir?
I think it has to be Cavani just because we're so in need of like a bang-on number nine target guy. Like obviously Rashford, world-class player. Huge. But we have some decent wingers, especially with Jadon Sancho coming to the fold and Greenwood looking very proficient on the right. But I think like Eddie and his kind of mentality is going to be really helpful. It takes some of the burden off of Bruno to kind of bring that like killer winner mindset to the pitch.
I think it's going to be Marcus Rashford because of the timing. When he comes back, we have that easy path to December fixtures. Rashford could get rolling and, you know, he could be the man. He could be the leading goal scorer at Manchester. I still have him pegged on to score the most goals for Manchester United, although Greenwood and Bruno are looking pretty solid in that department. At Thanicus Maximus, quote, why are we constantly leaving Donny van de Beek on the bench? Do we buy him to waste him? Will he see a role? His role be even more limited now that Jesse is back? What do you think? And actually, Jordan, same at Jordan _R, he's the same thing. What has van de Beek done to deserve rotting on the bench, sir? I mean, like, what's the deal with Donny? Is there Ole seeing something we're not? He played well against Everton in preseason, and then all of a sudden, nope. You can't play in the midfield during this game and we're struggling.
I have no idea. I mean, if a game was calling out for a Donny van de Beek type player, it was today, where we couldn't pass from the defense to the attack. And why are you bringing Jesse Lingard on? Maybe you're just trying to force the West Ham of the world's hand. Hey, £15 million, get a deal done. They should. There's no reason that he should be on this side come September 1st. I think he might be, given how poor we are at executing transfers like we talked about. But Donny van de Beek's a class player. You got to play him. Give him some minutes. Like, Fred wasn't doing it today. He should have been pulled when Martial was pulled. And not then, after 10 minutes, when we started to run out of speed and that second sputter happened. It's like, that's when you have to do the subs. You don't wait an extra 10 minutes for them to get it right.
We're going to end it on this one. At you boasted on Twitter, quote, Ole got it wrong, it seems, whether it was the team selection or mentality. Today was extremely poor. This Saints team is a very, very poor team, and we had a full week to prepare. The midfield lost us the points. Matic and Martial were worse in a team where none stood out. Miss Rashi. Sir, I mean, that's the fan take right now. It's like, Ole got it wrong. The manager is allowed to get it wrong, and a draw away at Southampton in the second game, 4 points from your first two games, ain't the ship sinking. Everyone's got to get off quite yet, you know?
No, it's a reality check, you know.
Exactly,
it's
at the
like,
right time.
It's like a nice, yeah, best time to drop points, second game of the season.
No,
it's
but you need these reality checks early on. You know, we got some big games, and I actually think this team was riding high on those vibes, sir. They were posting on the gram, having too much fun, riding high, like, and then boom, Southampton away, dude. Like, there's no freebies in the English Premier League, and we what we say, Southampton, damn, this team looks good. Or maybe we're making them look good, but this is a tough league. It is get punched in the mouth week in, week out, and you got to have the right attitude. And today we showed up like we won it with those new kits, sir. It's like, no way.
Look like those new kits.
It's like, dude, come on. They've been believing the hype. Believe in the hype all week. Oh, Leeds. And it's like, dude, you watch the, what's that documentary on Michael Jordan, bro? Come on.
Last Dance.
It's like Bruno Fernandes. Like, slap him around. Get him in line, dude.
Well, it's also session. Like, these are the type of games that we've had. These are the type of teams that you have to be able to beat in the Premier League. That are gonna like congest it, push everything into the middle of the park.
Low block at the end.
It's like we've seen that so many times that we have to have a solution other than Fred at this point for that. It's like, all right, Fred's good when the team's trying to like attack at us, and we want to play on the counter. They're gonna sit back. We need to break it down. We need to pass between the line. It's just come on, baby. Juan Mata looked great in preseason.
That's it. That's the podcast. If you like the American Red Devils, we are for fans by fans. Please support the podcast. Check us out on Patreon, www.patreon.com/AmericaRedDevils. Check out our website, www.AmericaRedDevils.com. You can click on store. We have our new scarves in stock. I'm putting up the shirts today, sir. We got new American Red Devils t-shirts with the Stanley Chow logo. They look amazing. Our blog content is top notch. Write a review on iTunes. Sir, give us our top 10 cities for downloads last 7 days, sir. Freedom, you know, the USA is falling back. UK clapping up this top 10 list.
It is an international list, and we love to see it. Number one, how you doing? We're all United Kingdom. Reno, Nevada, Rock Island, Illinois, Runcorn, United Kingdom, Windermere, Florida, Bangkok, Thailand, appreciate you, The Villages, Florida, Dublin, Ireland, San Francisco, California, and last but not least, Vancouver, Canada. Appreciate all the downloads. Appreciate all the American Red Devils listening week in, week out. We couldn't do without you, sir. It's never been a better time to drop points against the Saints on the South Coast, the second game of the season.
Sir, it's never been a better time. Never been a better time for reality check. Ole, we need that bulletin board material. I just think these guys don't realize how hard it is to win a title, you know, let alone win a double. And then a treble. Three in a row, sir. You win three in a row.
Twice.
What kind of mentality? Nobody wants to do that.
No.
Nobody wants to work that hard.
No.
It's difficult. It's a difficult game they're playing, and Ole better get it right because the lads have a lot to improve on. As far as leaving the podcast, we got a lot of feedback. Kicking out blue. Okay, we played it so much. It is the song of our podcast, or our flag behind us here are like 10 by 10 Manchester United flag says Kicking a Blue since 1776. But instead, we're going to feature a variety of chants, some of our favorites, sir. We just revamped the song section of the American Red Devils webpage, so check it out, www.AmericanRedDevils.com. We have all of our top songs in our songs survival guide. If you go to a match, especially away, you need to know these. We're going to leave you with United Calypso, one of our favorites to sing away, sir. Why do you like this song so much?
Because it bounces.
Absolutely bounces. This is from, the recording is from a game. We went Fulham away. I think it was 4-1. Absolutely dusted Fulham. And sir, we'll leave it out here. United Calypso, enjoy. Everyone have a great week.